Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're going to be talking today about courage. But very first, I want to remind you about a couple things going on. First of all, you'll want to check out the newest episode, Exploring the Role of Parenthood, on Gospel Solutions of Families. And it's called How to Know If You're a Good Parent. I think that's something that every parent kind of stresses about and worries about. So it also talks about how to know if you're doing a good job as a spouse. I often hear people say that they feel like they're one or the other. They're a really good spouse or they're a really good parent, but it's hard to keep that balance between the two. We also have a new episode of Stories from General Conference, and we have a new story about trials and how to persevere. So you can check all of that out on the Mormon Channel. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Esther in the Bible and how there are times that all of us need to be courageous in our lives. So Esther is a really great example of courage because she did some things that were really, really risky, but she believed them to be right. So I want to play a little bit of her story.
Most of you are familiar with the Old Testament account of Esther. It's a very interesting and inspiring record of a beautiful young Jewish girl whose parents had died, leaving her to be raised by an older cousin, Mordecai, and his wife. Mordecai worked for the king of Persia, and when the king was looking for a queen, Mordecai took Esther to the palace and presented her as a candidate, advising her not to reveal that she was Jewish. The king was pleased with Esther above all the others and made Esther his queen. Haman, the chief prince in the king's court, became increasingly angry with Mordecai because Mordecai would not bow down and pay homage to him. In retribution, Haman convinced the king in a rather devious manner that there were certain people in all 127 provinces of the kingdom whose laws were different from others, and that they would not obey the king's laws and should be destroyed. Without naming these people to the king, Haman was, of course, referring to the Jews, including Mordecai. With the king's permission to handle the matter, Haman sent letters to the governors of all of the provinces, instructing them to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, on the 13th day of the 12th month. Through a servant, Mordecai sent word to Esther concerning the decree against the Jews, requesting that she go into the king to plead for her people. Esther was at first reluctant, reminding Mordecai that it was against the law for anyone to go unbidden into the inner court of the king. Punishment by death would be the result, unless the king were to hold out his golden scepter, allowing the person to live. Mordecai's response to Esther's hesitation was to the point. He wrote to her thus, "Think not that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed." Close quote. And then he added this searching question, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" In response, Esther asked Mordecai to gather all the Jews he could and to ask them to fast 3 days for her, and said that she and her handmaids would do the same. She declared, "I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Esther had gathered her courage and would stand firm and immovable for that which was right, physically, emotionally, and spiritually prepared. Esther stood in the inner court of the king's house. And when the king saw her, he held out his golden scepter, telling her that he would grant whatever request she had. She invited the king to a feast she had arranged. And during the feast, she revealed that she was a Jew. She also exposed Haman's underhanded plot to exterminate all of the Jews in the kingdom. Esther's plea to save herself and her people was granted. Esther, through fasting, faith, and courage, had saved a nation. You will probably not be called upon to put your life on the line, as did Esther, for that which you believe. You will, however, most likely find yourself in situations where great courage will be required as you stand firm for truth and righteousness.
So Esther's move was really risky because anyone who approached the king without him calling them to his presence could be sentenced to death potentially. And even though she was a queen, she was not an exception to this rule. So she knew it had to be really important to come to the king in order to save her people. And she had her people fast and pray to give her strength to do this. So how can we use that example in our own lives? When are there times when we need courage and strength to do something that's really, really difficult? Maybe not quite to the magnitude of Esther's piece of courage, but along those lines where we're doing something really, really difficult and we need the prayer and strength of others around us to get us through it. Along those lines, E.E. Cummings has this really great quote, and it says, "It takes courage to grow up and become who you truly are." And I'll add along those lines to add to become who God intends us to be. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.